You feel the need to feel refreshed?
Feel free.
Don't ask for water.
Ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, 7,000 vaccinated in China Corilla Drive. Kaprepwe head speech video shown in court. In international news, Russia-Ukraine UAs to hold talks. And in sports news, Chisala to miss the Nakonchanga clash. With the news in detail, my name is Edna Nyirinda. In local news, more than 7,000 residents of Chainda compound in Lusaka have received the Corilla vaccine following the commencement of the vaccination exercise in the area. Area Councillor Samampundu says the public response has been overwhelming with no resistance recorded so far. Mpundu also says the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, has installed 5 10,000-liter water tanks at strategic points within the compound. He says the intervention is aimed at ensuring residents have access to clean and safe drinking water during the Corilla outbreak. Meanwhile, Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the emptying of more than 300 pitch latrines in the area is scheduled to begin today. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has viewed video footage in which Francis Kaprepwe, popularly known as Waimi, is alleged to have uttered hate speech. The footage was presented during the testimony of Zambia Information and Communication Technology Authority, ZICTA Director of Infrastructure and Resilience, Nawas Samatebele. Samatebele's store has told Principal Resident Magistrate Ida Piri that the videos, which were extracted from social media platforms, could not have been generated using artificial intelligence. He explains that the videos were subjected to forensic analysis to determine whether they had been AI generated following a request from the Zambia police to support ongoing investigations. Samatebele further informed the court that two mobile phones believed to belong to Kaprepwe were submitted to ZICTA for forensic examination. According to his testimony, forensic software identified the TikTok account named Waimi, the Lion of the World, on one of the devices. A 31-year-old woman has been arrested in Chipata, Eastern Province, for pouring hot water on a 7-year-old son. The incident occurred yesterday, January 22, 2026, in Muchini compound after the boy allegedly stole 10 kwacha, which he used to play a gambling game commonly known as Bonanza. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed the arrest, saying the mother, identified as Amelia Namonje, will be charged with child assault. Mwemba explains that after taking the money, the boy claims to have gone to school but instead went to play Bonanza. He says upon returning home, the mother asked him about the money before beating him and pouring hot water on him. Mwemba says the boy, who sustained severe burns on his back, is currently admitted to Chipata Central Hospital and is in an unstable condition. Still in local news, Labor and Social Security Minister Brenda Tambatamba has asked companies to place greater emphasis on investing in human capital development rather than focusing solely on financial growth. Tambatamba says educating workers about labor laws such as the Employment Code Act is essential to improving productivity and profitability in the workplace. She has also called on companies to share best practices and adopt management systems that build a skilled workforce. Sambatamba says SaaS systems will promote excellence and strengthen a company's position in the global labor market. The minister says this during a meeting with the delegation from First Quantum Minerals FQM in Lusaka. Meanwhile, FQM country manager Godwin Rene says the company will continue operating efficiently as the country's largest copper producer, contributing to Zambia's gross domestic product, GDP. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested seven people in separate operations linked to alleged large-scale cannabis trafficking. The commission has also seized a Toyota Noah in one of the operations, which was found carrying 164 pre-packed bundles of lost cannabis. DEC Deputy Spokesperson Teresa Mawele has confirmed the arrest, saying the vehicle was intercepted in Isoka, Muchinga province. She identified the suspect as Gift Kaira, age 20, and Indoni Sinkamba, age 27. Mawere says that in Chelenge district of Luapula province, the DEC arrested Mwan Samuelwa, age 38, who was found in possession of more than 10 kilograms of cannabis. She adds that in Mansa, the commission arrested Martin Rimba, age 25, for cultivating 33 kilograms of cannabis. Mawele further says that in Lusaka, the DEC arrested Judy Tebe, age 57, of Highbeck Hill, who is suspected to be part of a transactional drug trafficking syndicate. She explains that Terry, together with two other male suspects, was intercepted at the intercity bus terminals where she had gone to collect a parcel of cannabis. And finally, in local news, residents of Livingstone have raised concern over the lack of adequate recreational facilities for young people in the tourist capital. They say several play parks in the city are not operational, a situation they believe has contributed to increased illicit activities among youths who have limited options for recreation. Andrew Casaro, a Livingstone resident, has called on the city council to make the play parks operational and affordable in order to keep young people engaged in productive activities. Another resident, Masozi Tembo, says Livingstone has very few recreational spaces for youth, a challenge that has driven some into illicit behavior. Meanwhile, Sheka Luvasi says the city has only one functioning play park, which he believes is insufficient for Livingstone's growing population. He adds that every township should have an active play park to ensure all youths are catered for. However, Livingstone City Council Public Relations Manager Melvin Mukela says the play parks will soon be operational. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest blockbusters to movie night. Keeps the kids smiling with the funniest cartoons and never misses a goal. That's GoTV Stream. Your soapies, sorted. Your football, live. Plus cartoons, movies, and more. No extra cost. Just internet and an active GoTV subscription. Your shows, your vibes. Your anytime, anywhere bestie. GoTV Stream. Download it today.
Why settle for crumbs when you can feast on world-class entertainment this season on Showmax? And the best part? You can pay for your subscription in just five simple steps with MTN Momo. Step 1. Download the Showmax app and sign up. Step 2. Select the package that speaks to you. Step 3. Choose MTN Momo as your payment method. Step 4. Enter your phone number and hit pay with MTN Momo. Step 5. Put in your MTN Momo PIN, confirm the payment, and boom, you're in. Now, sit back and dive into a buffet of all-round entertainment wherever and whenever you want. Showmax, streaming for Zambia.
This year, GoTV's got you. We've got more shows for the whole family. More edge-of-your-seat movies. More adventures for the kids. And more football than anywhere else. And what's more, if you pay for your current GoTV package, we'll upgrade you to the next highest package. On us, yes.